I'll whack your ass like a crooked cop. All I know is money, I'ma cash get it. We'll crash the party, you'll offend a bigger. Bad, bad, I will surrender her ass off in her tender. Every morning I thank God I'm breaking records like A-Rod. See how you the team, just the mob. Tell them hate, they on their job. Got a fetish for this paper count. Only if it's mine, gotta stay around it. Real n***as only moving silence. Got no chills, they stay wild.
Yeah, I got status, I got status. Yeah, I've been at it, I've been at it. Yeah, I'm important, I'm important. Yeah, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan. Yeah, I got status, I got status. Yeah, I'm in at it, I've been at it. Yeah, I'm important, I'm important. Yeah, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan.
I guess, what inspired you to make this song, and how did you get hooked up with King Louie?
Well, the inspiration for this song was probably just the self-titled, what the song say, you know what I'm saying, In Love With The Money, and just being where I come from. And we hooked up with King Louie. I had did a show in Danville, Illinois, and I had linked up with one of his homies, and you know what I'm saying, I just stayed in contact with him, and I let him know that I was going to be hollering at him, and that's what I did, and they linked up.
Awesome. That's great. I can tell you're on to, you know, bigger and better things, definitely. Now, I see that you are touring a little bit. You've opened up for some pretty big people as far as Kevin Gates, Webby. Now, I see you do a lot of shows in Champaign. I saw Iowa. What are some other places that you plan on traveling this year?
Well, we got one coming up with Kevin Gates in Florida, Jacksonville. Then we got one coming up in Texas for the South by Southwest Little Thing Music Festival they got up there. And I also opened up for Dej Loaf, T-Pain, Katie Gap Bands. You know what I'm saying? A couple names on there.
Now, do you have any kind of crazy stories for us as you've been touring? I know stuff happens all the time. Tell us something.
Actually, I do. It's crazy because on the Dej Loaf one in Decatur, like after I got off stage and stuff, and Dej Loaf just had gotten the building and stuff, and she was in the bathroom and stuff, and there was some altercations going on previous to that before she got there, and when she had got there, she's still in the women's bathroom, and somebody actually got the shooting in the club and got killed right there in the club, and like I had to run, push people out of the way. I ended up in the bathroom with Dej Loaf. I like knocked her security down, got up in there with her, and I'm like,
well,
telling
all
her,
people
yeah.
be stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm taking pictures. I'm taking the pictures and shit. I know you shooking up and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? I was really supposed to holler at you before this happened. The owner was supposed to hook us up, so it's like it was crazy. Yeah, that was one of the craziest ones.
That's great. So I guess who would you? I've seen you collab with a ton of people, and definitely some, you know, bigger artists in the community right now. But who are you looking to, or who do you want to get in touch with to hopefully collab on your next mixtape?
Right now we in the works with I got Rich the Kid, possibly finna jump on one of these tracks. I got Kevin Gates, really. That's the next move I'm gonna make, so that's why we're going out there to Florida, April 15th, and Kevin Gates.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm
Kevin
rocking
Gates
with everybody. Right. Whoever wanna link up, you know what I'm saying? Studio 86, Champaign, Illinois, you know
there
what I'm saying? 217-418-3532, we rocking.
That's awesome. And I actually am a big fan of Champaign. Yeah, I'm from Chicago, live in Inglewood, but I'm originally from Bloomington, so, you know, my heart stays down there with you. Now, do you have any other tours that you're going to be doing, like, you know, huge name tours that you actually, okay, hey, me and King Louie are going to be out here, we're doing all this together, what's going on?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see after the 15th. Right now, everything is just, you know what I'm saying, independent, so we just doing this ourselves, so, yeah.
So how do you think your childhood actually prepared you, I guess, for the music business? Because I see that you're not just a rapper, but you're a videographer, a producer. You really have your hands in a little bit of everything. So in this industry, that's actually what makes you definitely special and a player in the game. So tell me what kind of, I guess, prepared you for this? How'd you start off? I mean.
Well, really, I've been doing it over 10 years and everything. Like, nobody really took it serious where I was from, like from Champaign. Like, don't nobody really take it serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was the only one taking it serious back in the day and really believing in myself. But I guess it just started kind of like a scapegoat from just where I came from. I just do it in my head, then it all started coming out. Then I get behind the computer, hook up with a couple guys actually from Chicago and learn about the beats and stuff, moved to Vegas, and just got more serious about it. Went to high school in Vegas, Western High.
And so that actually makes you, you know, even more special is that you actually learn this hands-on. You didn't actually go to school for this.
No, I didn't go to school.
Do any of that. So that
I wish.
You know, says a lot about you, actually. So that's awesome. Keep pushing it.
Thank you.
Now, where do you see yourself going in the next 5-10 years?
In 5-10 years, I definitely want to be probably like Fetty Wap position, you know what I'm saying, as far as just known worldwide, international tours and stuff like that. I just want everybody to hear the music, you know what I'm saying? 5 years from now, definitely be financially stable and everything, but this year I'm planning on being on, so, you know. I ain't talking about 5 years, you did.
That's great. Well, what we're going to do is we got this hot new single I've been dying to play for everybody. We're going to go ahead and get that rolling, but I want you to be the one to go ahead and introduce it, so I'm going to let you introduce it.
Hey, shout out to homie King Louie. You know, we rocking with your CIU Mubu gang already. In love with the money. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out on Worldstar, YouTube, everywhere, you dig? Check it out.
I'm need some paper. Yo, bitch, she do dicks, but I don't do no favors. A league of my own, like I play for the majors. Keep throwing them punches like smoke with your Frazier. Went to Atlanta, got plugged in the gator. I'm loaded out of Cali like the open Raiders. Posted up, getting it in the bodega. Yo, bitch, she be falling, but I couldn't date her.
Yo, what's going on the come up? Shout out Windy City Underground. Yay.
All right. Man, we were just talking to him. We were seeing, I guess, what's going on a little bit in your life. We're glad to have you here in Chicago today. Anything that we can't find on YouTube, we want the scoop.
I got a lot of good stuff coming out as far as features and stuff, but I also got hashtag this new single I got coming out. It's real big. I got these a track called Love Me Like a Mexican. You know what I'm saying? These is all coming out on a new mixtape. The Time Is Now Lost Tapes. And that'll be dropping in June. Coming to you soon.
Awesome. Now, we were just talking about you touring, going on there. We know that you basically do a lot of stuff in Champaign. You've done some Iowa. You've done a little bit of everywhere. What are some places that you're looking to hit up in the next year and some states that you haven't been to that you'd like to go ahead and, you know, put your feet into?
Well, right now, just overseas, like I said, I'm trying to go to international, Canada, you know what I'm saying, wherever I got to go, Jamaica, wherever it's at.
Awesome. Now, we love to hear stories over here. You told us a good story about what happened at one of the clubs. Do you have a story about, I guess, when you were making the video of King Louis? Do you have a story about him or anything funny, crazy that happened?
Well, we actually got it on camera, yeah. It was an incident on the elevator with Mubu Gang and us. And as far as with the security guard, they didn't want to let everybody in or whatever. And we showed him all our ID and stuff, and he still came back and asked, I think it was King Louis' brother for his ID or whatever, and he down there just went in on him, and it was funny. We got it all recorded. I might release it. Yeah, it's just
it was
an old guy. He was a funny looking guy, so it was real hilarious. So, and it was awkward because they damn near was ready to turn around, like, oh, he don't want to let us in. Well, and I'm like, man, nah, we good.
That's great. Well, maybe an idea. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Instagram. Yeah. Put it somewhere. Yeah. Let the people know. Where can they find you at?
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Well, yeah, you can find me. Just type in Young and Moody on Google. You know what I'm saying? I pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, he's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's on everything. Hit him up. Find out more about him. We love having him here. Tell us a little more. I guess when you were working with King Louis, you told us about the elevator incidents. Was when making the video, everybody has kind of a snafu sometimes when making a music video, or it takes longer, or it was raining. Yeah. Did anything happen, or was anything extra special when you were making the music video to In Love With The Money?
Nah, a special thing about it, that he came out, you know what I'm saying, after the situation. True. He just was in, being shot or whatever. And that was just, that was the big part about it. So I thank him for coming out and everything. And other than that, you know, it's just regular video shoot, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I appreciate him coming out. We did a couple scenes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was special.
Now, with your recording, do you do most stuff like in-home recording? Do you use the studio? What's up with that?
Well, I have a studio building, Studio 86 in Champaign, Illinois. And yeah, we record our stuff. We do all our stuff in-home, in-house. But we also go to other people's studios as far as when we're in Atlanta and stuff like that, L.A.
So I know nowadays a lot of rappers decide they like to stay independent, create their own label for themselves versus being signed. Is that something you've thought about? Have you had record labels come to you yet? And if so, I mean, what are your thoughts on it? Would you rather stay unsigned, or would you rather go ahead and sign with the record label start off?
Yeah, nah, yeah, we're doing an independent thing right now as far as the labels and everything. We had a couple calls for our distribution deals and stuff like that, but right now we just, it still ain't sounding good, so we just doing an independent thing. So, I mean, it's going okay for right now, so I guess we might just stick with it. It just depends, like, you know what I'm saying, who to call, who on the other line. So, nigga like Rick Ross or something hit me up, it's gone, it's over.
Who was, when you were younger, who were some of your, kind of like your icons? Who did you look up to and say, okay, I love their music, in the future I want to be like them? You know, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, we had a little bit of Tupac, we just had everybody. Mm-hmm. Who is, you know, someone that you looked up to when you were young?
Pretty much, I was listening to a lot of stuff, but yeah, like Pac, I ain't gonna do like everybody else, Pac and Biggie, I don't listen to. Like Yo Gotti, I listened to all the hot stuff, whatever was hot at the time, you know what I'm saying, and I was rocking with it. But yeah, definitely Weezy, you know what I'm saying? Right now, Kendrick Lamar, a couple hot guys, but growing up, yeah, it was definitely about Pac, Mystical, No Limit, you know what I'm saying, Cash Money, and then them guys, you know what I'm saying, really motivated me.
Yeah. Now, I can remember even when I was younger, it was so funny. Everybody always wanted like a stereo in their car, right?
Yeah.
So when I first got my car, I was like, man, I'm going to put some sounds in, I'm going to do this. Yeah. I put a house speaker in my car, hooked it up, and I just thought I was everything, right?
Yeah.
But it was always banging some of my favorite people, so it didn't matter. I had sounds. But we're going to go ahead and get back to the music. We'll be right back. We'll finish up. Hey, this is Lady EI, and you're listening to WindyCityUnderground.com. We had Young and Muddy in the building. We're going to go ahead and leave you with one of his songs. My hour's almost up. We'll definitely catch you out next week. We have Young Snake in the building with his new CD, which is The Green Line. But we're going to take it back to Young and Muddy. He's going to tell you where he's going to be at this next week, where you can catch him and find him.
Yay.
So listen up.
I will be at the Canopy Club March 23rd, 2016. Everybody come out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a big turnout. Got a couple acts coming out. Also going to be in Florida, Jacksonville, April 15th. Open up for the Kevin Gates. You can follow me on YouTube, Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Instagram, all that, Young and Muddy. You know what I'm saying? Click the subscribe, like, share, comment, you know what I'm saying, all that. We got a couple new videos coming out. Be on the lookout for these next couple weeks, man. It's going to be big. So shout out to the whole city, Chicago. Shout out to Champaign, 217. You know what I'm saying? Cool World, CRU, Studio 86, you know what I'm saying? CRU TV Live. Shout out to all the rappers back home, you know what I'm saying? You already know I be rocking ZT. And I'm out.
All right, thanks for coming out today. We're going to go ahead and get back to the music. This is Lady EI, and you're listening to WindyCityUnderground.com. Have a good rest of the week, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday.